From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A graphic video posted on an Al-Qaeda-linked website today shows the beheading of an American civilian in Iraq. The victim has been identified as Nick Berg, a 26-year-old from Westchester, Pennsylvania. The website describes the killing as revenge for the abuse of Iraqi prisoners.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman joins us from the Pentagon. Michelle, can you tell us more about what's on this videotape?
Yes, Nick Berg identifies himself on this tape. He's sitting on the floor. His legs are bound. His hands are tied behind his back. And there are five men in the background, all hooded. One man's reading from a statement. And after reading that statement, he pushes Nick Berg down on the side. And the rest, Melissa, is really stomach-turning. The hooded man in the center takes out a knife. He's clearly shown cutting off the head, and he holds it up for the camera. It's extremely hard to watch, as you can imagine. The website said that Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was responsible. The statement attributed to him made clear that this was a response to the abuse of Iraqi prisoners at Abu Ghraib. And the statement ends with a threat to Americans. It said, "The dignity of the Muslim men and women at Abu Ghraib is more noble than blood and lives. You will only get coffin after coffin slaughtered in this way."
What's known about Nick Berg and what he was doing in Iraq?
According to his family and according to the State Department, he had been unaccounted for since mid-April. He was, as you said, 26 years old. He owned a small business that's called Prometheus Methods Tower Service Incorporated. U.S. officials say that he was not attached to any U.S. military contract, that he was a private U.S. citizen there. His family said that he went to Iraq to repair and maintain radio and TV broadcast towers. So that was the kind of work that he was trying to get and trying to do there.
Now, there's an earlier chapter to this story, too. WBUR's program Here and Now spoke today with Nick Berg's father, Michael Berg, and he said that his son had actually been arrested by Iraqi officials and turned over to the Americans back in March, just before he was due to come home. Let's listen to some of what he had to say.
That's really what cost my son his life, was the fact that the United States government saw fit to keep him in custody for 13 days without any of his due process or civil rights, and release them when they were good and ready. And if you think back to the events of the past month in Iraq, everything was okay, relatively, at that time. On April the 6th, he was released, and things had escalated to a point where it was too dangerous for him to even try and make his way to the airport in Baghdad.
Michelle, have you found any more about that earlier incident?
Well, officials here say they believe that he was held by Iraqis. They're looking into this, obviously, still. But his father said he believes that Nick was picked up because he was out late at night. He was picked up by Iraqis at a checkpoint. The family filed a suit against the Defense Department when they thought he was held by the Americans. But as a Pentagon official here pointed out, the family dropped the suit once they heard from him in early April that he was released.
Michelle, what does the U.S. government have to say about this tape and about Nick Berg's death?
At the Pentagon, there's certainly a feeling of disgust. Officials here are saying this is a reminder of the enemy the U.S. is dealing with and that nothing could justify this type of murder. President Bush issued a similar statement. Really not much details on Nick Berg himself, other than that he was not on any sort of military contract and was there, as I said earlier, as a private citizen.
Okay, Michelle, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman at the Pentagon.